is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Butler, Pennsylvania, success. I welcome Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal to remind us that sometimes the good guys win. Selina, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show. You write most recently at the Examiner about Representative Mike Kelly gathering with people who were ready to mourn the loss of their jobs in Butler, Pennsylvania. They arrived that evening expecting to be seated and listen to the representatives, and the representatives' aides had provided 50 seats. But what I see from the photograph you provided, there are about 14,000 people. What is and the topic was jobs, jobs, jobs. What did Mr. Kelly say that buoyed them that evening?
So for the past, first of all, thanks for having me. So for the past year, the United Auto Workers 3303, represent their steel workers. They represent this plant, this Cleveland Cliffs plant in both Butler, Pennsylvania and Ohio. And out of the blue last year, a Department of Energy rule came down that would, I'm going to just boil it down, but basically not let them use the steel that they've been making for hundreds of years, for 100 years, and had to use this other steel that was made in China and Vietnam, and would have put them out of business. And, you know, these guys, the UAW guys, like the best people in the world, just salt of the earth. And they work so hard on their own to try to get the DOE to listen to them, and it didn't happen. And so I wrote a story about it, and Governor Josh Shapiro took note. He sent a letter to the Department of Energy and said, you know, hey, you can't do this, right? I mean, he used much more sophisticated words. But the Democrat from Montgomery County, which is where you hail from, really just said, you know, this not just impacts jobs, it impacts a town. It also impacts our national security. And the steel that they make there is used for transformers. So that's used for our grid. He said you also sort of impact the security and the stability of our grid. Now then, Sherrod Brown, the senator from Ohio, Democrat, and Ted Cruz, the Texas Republican senator, introduced a bill to put a halt to this rule change. There was a companion bill introduced by Republican Mike Kelly and Democrat Chris DeLuzio to do the, in effect, the same thing. And they showed up on Monday night in Butler. And the amount of people that showed up was just staggering. They had set enough chairs for 250 people. It probably tripled that. And it was a real sense of community. The community really had their back. And so on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, they found out, you know, that this rule has been taken out and their jobs are safe. So it really shows you, you know, we rarely talk about how effective lawmakers can be when they work together. But I think this is a shining example of just that.
The people of Butler, they have a memory of plants going away, don't they? We're talking about the Rust Belt. And in their legend is the fact that one day I showed up at work and the work had left the valley. Is that what they were fearing?
Oh, yeah. So that the plant that they work at right now is the old Pullman lamp. They used to make the rail cars there. And this is, I mean, Pullman rail cars were famous. And of course, people stopped using rail as a way for transportation. They started using cars, and that plant went away. And then there was AK Steel there, and then that went away. And now there is the Cleveland Cliffs steel maker, which bought out AK Steel. And so they're used to, like, when the Pullman plant left, the unemployment rate hit 17.4% in the little town of Butler.
I come to this again because it does demonstrate something that I didn't think was possible anymore. We had, you mentioned Governor Shapiro, first term, very popular. But running for re-election, Bob Casey, and Mr. Fetterman, who was just elected, and you mentioned Sherrod Brown. What we're talking about is the whole Democratic regime here asking the White House, have you really seriously considered this? Selena, the assumption would be it wouldn't have to be asking the White House. They would have already been part of the conversation.
Yeah.
How did they skip that? I mean, these are major figures.
Oh, and let me tell you, the Cleveland Cliffs Butler plant and Zanesville plant isn't the only problem Democrats have with this White House. There is 45B in Pennsylvania, which, Pennsylvania, if you didn't know, in particular in the Philadelphia corridor, was just awarded a multi-billion-dollar hydrogen hub, and parts of it would also be in western Pennsylvania, and there is a new tax rule, tax credit, that will take there are seven places in the country that were awarded this ramp to much sort of grandiose several months ago, and now Pennsylvania is just being taken out of the mix because of this tax credit rule. And so you have them in case and Shapiro and Fetterman have been fighting the White House on this, and they've also been fighting the White House on the liquid natural gas pause, which doesn't just impact people in the business or people downstream of it. It also cuts off the leases that farmers use, that farmers benefit from, for having natural gas wells on their farming property. So there is a real headbutting going on between the White House and local Democrats. And at one point, I won't name who, but one of them said to me, are they just trying to lose Pennsylvania? Because it sure feels like it.
Bob Casey, you feature him in one of your articles at the Washington Examiner. He's a union guy. He's with the Plumbers Union. He's come alive. Remember how we wondered what kind of campaigner he would be? He's a very effective campaigner. Are the unions happy with him? We have about a minute.
Well, you know, it's always this struggle within the past 12 years for Democrats when they receive a union endorsement, and if that code trickles down to the rank and file. In other words, do they support the candidate that their union leadership does? And so, and he acknowledged that in the interview. He said, yeah, that's the struggle, because Democrats are losing white working class, black working class, Hispanic working class voters to Republican candidates. And so I think he really sharply understands that getting the endorsement doesn't always mean he gets all the votes, and he has to work hard to continue to try to win them over.
Selena Zito, writing at the Washington Examiner. She also writes for the Wall Street Journal about a success in Butler, Pennsylvania. Common sense. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.